This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 47 for Tuesday, September 5th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Tuesday morning, dipping to the lower end of its trading range as activity resumes following the Labor Day weekend. Canola down $9 to over $10, November down $9.60 at $801.80 per ton. Declines in outside markets, including Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil, accounted for some of the spillover selling in the Canadian oilseed. Seasonal harvest pressure also weighed on values as farmers continued to make progress bringing in their crops. Australia's Department of Agriculture pegged that country's canola crop at 5.2 million tons. That would be up by 300,000 tons from an earlier estimate, but still well off the 8.3 million tons grown last year. In the U.S., activity is mixed, with gains in corn and choppiness in wheat and soybeans. Soybeans trading to both sides of unchanged, with good export demand on the one hand, countered by spillover selling pressure from losses in soy oil on the other. The November contract down a penny at $13.68 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of 251,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning. That marked the eighth consecutive day of flash sales. U.S. processors crushed 184.8 million bushels of soybeans in July. That marked a new record for the month and came in slightly above trade expectations. Condition ratings for the U.S. soybean crop are expected to show a slight downgrade this week. Corn, underpinned by expectations for declining crop ratings, the December contract up 3 cents at $4.84 per bushel. An estimated 454 million bushels of corn were crushed for ethanol production in the U.S. in July. Farmers in Brazil have harvested 88% of their second corn crop, according to reports. That's 10 points off last year's level. However, seeding of the next crop is running slightly ahead of normal at 13% complete. U.S. wheat futures are mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny in the December contract at $7.60.5 per bushel, while Kansas City down 2 cents in December at $7.20 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat up 2 cents in the December contract at $5.98 per bushel. Australia's wheat crop was pegged at 25.4 million tons. That would be down by 800,000 from an earlier estimate and 36% off last year's record crop. The ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia does remain a feature in the background of the wheat market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 5th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.